Yo, what's up? Just give me one more night. Okay, so we're back to the podcast. It's been a long time. It's been like a couple months since I had an episode. And I think, you know, that this podcast, it's sort of a way of me like journaling my thoughts by just speaking them without writing it down. And I don't know. Honestly, I'm in kind of like a weird mood because I have to work all day. I figure, what the hell? Maybe this podcast will evolve into also video and also with a guest. Because if it's just audio, me talking into my phone, I don't know how interesting it is. But maybe some people find it interesting. So let's see, what's on my mind? Pricing. So I'm a drummer. And I was thinking about pricing. My old price was, it was $50 for 3 hours. And now I want to change my price to $100 an hour. And I don't, you know, I think that arguably, people won't pay that much. And it, you know, there's many different variables to think about, but I think that I'm worth that much. I think it conveys a message that I'm trying to play on a recording, play a performance that's worth it. And, you know, I think that in an hour, you can play a great show, which can change someone's career. In an hour, you could record one or two or even three great drum tracks for three songs that could become successful. Now, that's not guaranteed to happen, but there's a lot you can do in an hour. And when I charge $50 for 3 hours, I think people don't really take advantage of what I am offering as a drummer for recording or performance purposes. And also, I think what it really comes down to is like me just really knowing the song really well. And if I know the song really well, I should be able to lay down a drum track as good as anybody. It might be different. Someone else might be doing something different, but it should be as good as anybody. And, you know, so I was hanging with this guy, Michael. He's a guitar player. And he was telling me that he charges $100 an hour. And I figured, hey, why don't I as well? And, you know, it doesn't mean I'm a perfect musician. And it doesn't mean that I don't have things to work on. I do have things to work on. But I think that this will encourage me to practice harder, to get all the details tighter. And if people don't hire me for a while, well, I could always go back. I don't think it's going to be the end of my drumming because I charge myself too high. I just need to maintain my skill level if people are not going to be calling me as much. But pricing in general is a very interesting thing. I think a lot of it has to do with self-esteem and confidence. But, you know, I think that I've been playing drums my whole life. Doesn't mean that I'm a perfect drummer. But I think I should charge. I think $100 an hour is the right price for a professional musician. And it's an incentive for me to try to become a world-class musician. So anyways, a lot of other stuff going on, but right now I'm just thinking about that pricing, and we'll see how it goes. I mean, it's not set in stone, but I rather say, hey, this is my rate, and I can negotiate on certain circumstances, than having your rate be too low, then you can't raise it. It's hard to raise it when you're working with someone. It's easier to lower it. So anyways, I don't know, man. Pricing, yeah, it's interesting because you might think, oh, maybe I'm not worth it. But like, hey, you know, like you're a human being choosing to do something. I think that the world is large and people will come to you if you understand on a systematic level what's going on. So there's a lot of other drummers in the world, and I do feel like I need to tighten up my weaknesses to make them decent, like being able to record, being able to engineer, being able to sing background vocals, being able to play electric drums as well. But I think it's your strengths that really will make you excel the most. So that's some food for thought. Thanks for sticking around with the podcast, and I'll catch you next time. All right. So today we're just talking about pricing as a drummer for your own service, for your own business, setting your price. So I just realized I'm going to set a higher price than I normally would, $100 an hour, and we'll see how it goes. We'll take it from there. Thank you. Later.